This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
It depends on the sorority fraternity and what they require. If they require secret oaths and secret rituals, that's a problem. And if they have any of these ceremonies where anything pagan is to be done, then a Christian can't participate in it. They can't have any oaths that are contrary to Scripture or any ceremonies that would be contrary to Scripture. You know, like getting half naked, running around or something like that. You know, stealing a mascot, you know, a theft, you know, things like this. Christians can't do that. Now, there are, on the other hand, certain levels of fun. And, you know, if they were to just promise to be faithful to them and you know, help each other out, nothing's unbiblical, then, you know, they could do that. That's not a problem.
Number 5.
How do you make sense of Hitler exterminating 6 million Jews from a Christian perspective?
In the sovereign plan of God, he has ordained all things as past. It does not mean he directly causes evil, but that within his sovereign plan, he allows evil to arise, and he uses it to carry out his covenant faithfulness to people and his sovereign plan that he will work. So, because of the Holocaust, the Jews were gathered into the nation. May 14th, 1948, they became a nation. Now, if you go back to the Gospels, I forgot exact reference, but the Jews said in reference to the crucifixion of Christ, "Let his blood be on our hands and our children's hands." So it was a curse that would go, and they said, "Let it be on our children." Now, this is at a theological point because of the doctrine of federal headship, that the male represents the descendants, and the Jews were then putting curses upon their own children in their federal headship role. And the Jews have been persecuted throughout the centuries. That's one theological possibility why that would be the case.
Number 4.
So God uses this and other things. And if you think about it, killing 6 million Jews is horrible. But also as horrible are the murders that are occurring around the world. And illicit and child trafficking. And these things also occur. So the general question is, why isn't God stopping this stuff? Why isn't that God lets these things go? Personally, I think it's double in that it's to prove how bad man is and how true God is. But the other is to bring about the crucifixion, which is the greatest act of love and the greatest event in the universe. So without sin in the world, we could almost say there can't be the access to the greatest act of love, which is what Jesus said in John 15:13 to lay your life down. So there's a mosaic of reasons that we could offer and then kind of rearrange them in relationship to each other to see how they relate to each other, because it's a complicated question, but it's also a good question.
Okay.
Number 3.
Because I'm half Mormon. I went and I was raised in the Mormon church.
Okay.
Went on a mission. I actually went on a mission to Idaho. I've actually been to your house. I met your daughter on the street. I've had dinner. You're an awesome guy. I can go and rep for all of your listeners. You're a very friendly person. I was tracking in your neighborhood, and she came up and started talking to me about how the Mormons don't believe the Bible, and I hit her with my usual, no one believes the Bible. Like, there isn't a church that believes their standard work. And then she's like, "You need to come talk to my dad." and we ended up setting an appointment. I went over to your house. You went and you fed me a steak. You went and brought me upstairs to at least your recording studio is. We went and sat down, had a chat there. We talked about a bunch of stuff.
You were awesome.
You treated me awesome. You got me in trouble. I went and I stayed there past 10, was past my curfew. But it was all worth it. It was one of my favorite experiences. I got to talk to someone that knew a bit about the Bible and gave me some perspective.
Number 2.
At least being Christian, like Bible believers, we can at least believe that it's possible because we have a Savior that went and did it to people and long, but there's tons of other stuff. And if we wanted to go and pull Christianity straight out of it, we can go and look up Reiki out in China, and they're healing people with their hands just like Jesus. And if you want to go to the Monroe Institute, they can go and give you an explanation for it too. But as this, like an ex-Mormon that's walking away from the Mormon church for good reasons, I've healed people with my hands, just like Jesus Christ. When I was talking with you on my mission, I couldn't take you seriously at all.
Okay.
Like, you can go and talk about Jesus all day, but at the end of the day, like, Christianity is me, is emulating Christ. And if you aren't emulating Christ, you're doing something wrong.
Okay. And?
So how can I take you seriously if you're not, like, how many people have you healed? And if you're not, how can I take you seriously? Or how can I even take Christianity seriously at this point? Because I can't find Christian churches that do this.
Oh, you're serious? Is that your question?
Yes.
The thing about healing is that the devil can imitate healing, because you can go to Matthew 7, 22 and 23, where Jesus says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your hand, in your name, perform many miracles, cast out demons? He says, get away from me, I never knew you. So even if there are healings, now we have another problem. How do we know they're from God? Because Jesus says this can happen. So that's an issue. But there are anecdotal accounts all over the world where Christians, not Mormons, but Christians, are healing people, speaking in tongues, raising the dead. Now, how do you document these things? You know, someone's out in a jungle and they speak another language, which I have a book that talks about this, how this happened, called Bruchko. Or how do you document that someone in a village brought their child in and they're limp and there's no breath and there's no heartbeat, and you pray over them and they're walking and they're okay? How do you document that that's the case? You get these stories from all over and they're consistent. And so I'd say, well, yeah, these things are happening. In fact, I don't know if you are aware of this, but Muslims are having visions and dreams of Jesus all over the Middle East. And there's some miraculous things happening. And the biggest underground Christian church in the Middle East is in Iran, which is where basically it's illegal to be a Christian. And so there's a lot of miraculous stuff happening. Okay?
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye, oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.